Mark Wayne Mullen's cabinet confirmation hearing is scheduled for next week, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander makes NBA history. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, March 13th. I'm Nick Daniels. President Trump recently appointed Mark Wayne Mullen as Secretary of Homeland Security, but it's up to Mullen's fellow senators to decide whether he's up for the job. Grayson Wheeler reports a U.S. Senate committee will hold its hearing on the appointment next Wednesday morning.
The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs will consider Mullen's qualifications and potential conflicts of interest, and Mullen will testify in response to their questions. The committee can then make recommendations as to whether the full Senate should confirm Mullen to the cabinet position. Mullen may hit some snags on his ethical track record. Last year, his handling of stock trades violated federal laws about transparency and conflicts of interest. Mullen's appointment has left one of Oklahoma's Senate seats up for grabs. As potential candidates have begun to position themselves for this year's election, Governor Kevin Stitt has reportedly met with Trump, senior Oklahoma Senator James Lankford, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune about who should fill Mullen's office in the meantime. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A bill to expand the list of places registered sex offenders can't go is advancing through the state legislature. KGOU's Hannah France has the details.
Republican Representative Josh West's House Bill 3040 passed on the House floor with a vote of 86-5 earlier this week. The bill would expand zone of safety classification to any facility, business, or location that primarily caters to or provides services to youth. The bill specifically lists skating rinks, youth recreation centers, public swimming pools, arcades, amusement parks, and water parks. Under current law, the zone of safety already includes elementary, junior, and high schools, childcare facilities, playgrounds, and parks. Registered sex offenders are prohibited from loitering within 500 feet of these locations. Additionally, the bill amends language restricting persons designated as habitual or aggravated sex offenders from entering parks to prohibit them from entering any zone of safety. I'm Hannah France.
In sports, Oklahoma City Thunder star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander made NBA history last night in a 104-102 win over the Boston Celtics.
Fires and hits! Consecutive games, scoring at least 20 points as he passes the great Wilt Chamberlain.
The reigning MVP's scoring streak, which dates back to November 2024, broke Chamberlain's record that had stood since 1963. SGA ended the game with 35 points as the Thunder extended their win streak to 7 games. OKC is back in action Sunday afternoon against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Oklahoma Contemporary is opening an exhibit from London's Tate Modern Gallery. Matthew Variapa has more on Solid Light by Anthony McCall.
British artist Anthony McCall's work is described as exploring the intersection of cinema, sculpture, and drawing. In collaboration with the Tate, McCall's Solid Light installation is making its North American debut at Oklahoma Contemporary in Oklahoma City. The exhibit features light projected onto hazy air to create the look of solid shapes. Oklahoma Contemporary Executive Director Trent Riley says the exhibit invites visitors to interact and play, not just watch what is being projected.
It really is an immersive experience that allows people to really explore these works and, in a sense, very much become part of the work themselves as performers.
The exhibit opens today and will be up through July 27th. I'm Matthew Variapa.
Oklahoma Contemporary is a financial supporter of KGOU, but we report on them just as we do any newsmaker. You can find more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.